Case number 10,498, Gregory L. Smith and Margaret C. Ehrman, south of Route 54, west of Oak Road, being Lot 12, Block B, within Kingwood Subdivision 2 Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Names and addresses, please.
Gregory Smith, 519 Greenwich Street, Falls Church, Virginia.
Margaret Ehrman, 519 Greenwich Street, Falls Church, Virginia.
All right, do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Chairman Callaway, members of the board. My name is William Scott. I'm an attorney from Selbyville. Address is 38017 Fenwick Shoals Boulevard in Selbyville, Delaware. I represent Mr. Smith and Ms. Ehrman, who are the owners of the subject property, request for a side setback variance. In front of you are all the materials that have been submitted to the board already. They are the application, the survey, a list of letters of support from neighbors, a letter from the Homeowners Association by the Architectural Review Chairman, and a list of similar variances in the same general area as the subject property. Mr. Smith and Ms. Ehrman have owned the property since 2001. They are requesting a 3-foot variance from the side setback for their property. If you reference the application, they had originally applied by themselves for a side setback variance for a pool retaining wall, but then were subsequently informed by planning and zoning that they didn't need to actually apply for a variance on the left-hand side of their property as shown on the survey. So before you tonight is the variance for the right-hand side, which are two small bump outs. If you look on the second survey before you, shows the proposed dwelling on the lot, and Mr. Smith has drawn in the location of the two bump outs that are about 3 feet into the side setback. The house is set right now approximately 10.2 feet off of the lot line on the right-hand side. Mr. Smith and Ms. Ehrman are building their retirement home. They hope to be able to retire here shortly. As I said, they've owned the property since 2001. You can tell from the survey in front of you that this is a somewhat uniquely shaped lot. This lot is located in Kenwick, or Kenwick on the Bay. If you go down off of 54 on Kenwick Road, and then you go towards the west, and it dead ends on Oak Road. So you see the configuration of their lot is somewhat tails off at the end. They began construction. They sought the approvals from the Homeowner Association and from the county. During the course of construction of their home, it was pointed out to them by their framer that they hadn't provided a place to put the fireplace in the house. The suggestion actually came from the framer, but the framer had suggested to Mr. Smith that possibly they could use a bump out to put the fireplace in. I should mention that Mr. Smith has a design build business back in Virginia. He didn't think the bump out, because it's at the second living level, so it's not on the ground, it's on the second living level of the home, and in projects that he's been involved with, they wouldn't count that as being within the setback. So they went ahead and put the bump outs in, and Mr. Brady, who's the architectural review chairman for Kenwick, stopped by and said, you're going to have to check that out. You know, we do it differently here, and you're going to have to measure that. And when they determined that it was within 3 feet within the side setback, they immediately came to the county to apply for variance. Upon applying for variance, they approached their neighbors. In your packet is approximately 20 letters of support from their neighbors regarding being 3 foot into the side setback. There's also the letter from the HOA, which understands that the house, as it exists right now in the framing stage, has these bump outs that exist at this point that are protruding into the setback about 3 feet. The standards for granting a variance is lined out by Mr. Griffin. There's a uniqueness to this property, as hopefully you can tell from the survey that's in front of you, They tried not to push the house all the way to the back of the lot. They've got some room in the back where they could have altered some things, but it would have cut off view points. Again, they're on the end of a road, and there are some lagoons and some bay in front of them, so they were trying to be respectful of the view lines to the back. So they've got a uniquely shaped lot. The house as designed is necessary for the reasonable use of the property. This unique lot configuration and how they put the house out here wasn't something that was created, obviously, by the applicants. As for the altering the essential character of the neighborhood, Kenwick is one of those older developments that was around before there was zoning regulations in place with the setbacks. So Kenwick actually has a 5-foot setback, side setback, and there are many properties within the Kenwick community and many properties near theirs that are only have a 5-foot setback. I've also listed within the materials, there's been many variances that have been granted for side or rear, some front setbacks in Kenwick, all relatively close to the subject property. If the variance were granted, it's 3 foot. It would be the minimum necessary to accommodate these bump outs, again, that are at the second living level, which is important to note. It's not down against the ground. There are also some mature trees that are in between the two properties. There's no neighbor to the left-hand side as you're looking at the survey. There are neighbors to the right-hand side, and they've got similar bump out as well, a couple similar bump outs as well on the lower level, but you've got a couple of mature trees that sort of shade in between, with the idea being that the primary reason you want to be out there is to look out the back and look at the bay and the lagoons. With that, I'll ask Mr. Smith and Ms. Ehrman, you've heard the representations I've made to the board?
Yes.
Were they all true and correct?
Yes, sir.
Is there anything you care to add?
I don't think so. I mean, as soon as we were aware we needed a variance, we came forward and applied for a variance, of course.
So with that, I'd ask for your approval for the 3-foot variance from the side setback, and we're here to answer any questions that you may have.
So let me understand this again. The one for the retaining wall.
They originally applied for, but told they do not need. It's similar to a fence.
Okay.
So we're just talking about the right hand side of the lot as you're looking at the survey.
For the bump out.
That's correct.
Okay.
And there's two.
Okay. Mr. McCabe. Do you
have any? No questions, sir.
Okay. Mr. Werbin?
No question.
Mr. Retson?
So the bump outs were not originally planned?
That's correct. Maybe they got to the framing stage and figured out there was nowhere to install the fireplace.
They are necessary for two fireplaces, is that correct or what?
Well, one bump out's the fireplace.
One bump out a server for the dining room. Bump outs for a fireplace, yes.
Mr. Mills. Okay. Hearing no further questions in from the board, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, for the record, the office did receive 20 letters in favor.
20 letters in favor? Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? There's two. Okay, would you please come forward and be sworn in? Need to go there, ma'am. Please to be sworn in first. Thank you.
Names and addresses.
Linda Forte, 37668 Oak Road.
Can you spell that?
Forte. Mm-hmm. F as in Frank, O-R-T-E.
Okay.
And Fred Forte. 37668 Oak Road.
All right. Do you both swear or affirm testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
We do.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, I have a letter from Mr. and Mrs. Forte that I received this week, and if there's anything in addition in the letter, I'll so note.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Mills? Mr. Hudson?
I also received the letter.
Okay.
Does, Susan, do you have it?
I do.
Okay. You've already got it. It's part of the record.
And Mr. McCabe, you received the one also? Everyone received one. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mills. Okay. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. Thank you. We also, neighbors have asked us to be sure, because they had mailed letters in and asked us to be sure that you received their letters. I brought copies if you would want them.
You could give a package.
Okay, and also pictures.
Okay.
Just so you kind of have an idea. And you all have the letter that we wrote to you. Should I read this letter to you? Would that be?
Being you already have it, counsel.
I don't think it's necessary.
I don't feel so. No, ma'am, because we already have it, though.
I guess I would like to just add that, you know, the schematic, looking at down at a survey of the land and the house, I really hope you'll take time to look at the pictures. I really think gives you a better view of what exactly we're now confronted with, mm-hmm. as this house has been put up in our face. And now they want to even take over more of our face. So again, I hope you look at the pictures. I think that does much more service than surveys.
Sir, do you live beside them? You live in that space right here?
We're in the we're in the red house there.
Yeah. In the red house.
Yeah. And there's several things that I guess as we've learned about a variance, there are things that are required to be able to get a variance, affecting I guess the uniqueness of the lot. When we bought our lot, which is the same exact as their lot, it's the same kind of lot. And we knew the specifications, we knew what the dimensions were and all of that. And with our builder, we built a house that fit in to the lot. So we didn't have to get a variance, and that was 1979, 1980. So we built a house. It's a great house. It's a great spot to live. Keenwick is wonderful. And we didn't have to change the law to be able to stay there. And so in my mind, with this variance, there is no uniqueness to the lot because we were able to do this, you know, we were able to build our home there. The other thing is that there was no hardship because when they bought their lot, they knew what the lot looked like. They knew the dimensions. They knew everything about it. So I feel like they've created the hardship that was not there. And, you know, it is possible to build a very lovely home on that lot, you know, a decent size, you know, normal size house.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I guess is really closer to my heart is how it's affected the characteristic of the neighborhood. Because if I could just say quickly, when we first came down Oak Road, when we bought our lot, when we came to the end of our street, we looked at each other and we were, this is it. We just knew. We loved that spot. And we bought it and built our house. And whenever people come down our road, either on bikes or on cars or even neighbors, they always say, oh, it's so nice back here. You know, we've never been back here. We didn't realize how nice it was. It is beautiful. I mean, nature at her best kind of thing. Well, since this building has been happening, I can't even begin to tell you how many people, many, many neighbors, but people even looking at real estate, but, you know, my appliance repairman, my delivery man, when they come down the road, I mean, friends, What is this? You know, our neighbors right to the left of us, their friends call it the Comfort Inn. And they want to, and not them, but other people want to know, when is the hotel going to open? They ask me, you know, how did it get approved? My one day when I had a dishwasher repairman came, and I wasn't there, and he called me on the phone, and I said, my son's there. And he said, well, I want to make sure I'm at the right house. He said, you're in the red house, right? Next to that absurd thing. I mean, it is the talk. It's people come down, they walk their dogs down our street looking at this building. And so, but I understand it's their lot. They could build what they want, but now they want more. In my mind, he is a builder. They knew what they were doing. They don't have, like, enough is enough. They've built it, and I feel like the law is 10 feet, and that's what it should be. I think you can tell from those pictures right out my bedroom window, our bedroom window, the bump outs. It doesn't need to be. If they had just moved it over a little bit, they could have had bump outs within the confines of the lot.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to do that. I feel like that should be honored. That should be upheld. That's what the law is. The lot is fine for building a normal size house. But it's been very upsetting and has definitely affected the characteristic of the neighborhood to have people come down Oak Road and say a whole different thing than they have for the last 30 years. I've never heard the comments, and it's not just from me. I mean, people say it to me, I'm apologizing and saying, I know, because our neighbors are hearing comments and everyone's, you know, understanding, everybody builds their house, but enough is enough, and the law, we feel, is the law and should be kept. So I just feel like the house should be built within the lot, within the nature of it, and that should be respected. Okay. And they knew it when they bought the lot. They knew what the dimensions were.
So you're just against the bump out?
I'm sorry.
You're just against the
bump outs, yes. I mean, the house is big enough and all that, but that's not the issue. You know, that's what they've built. But now after the, all, I mean, it's already there. They've already built it, and now they're asking for the variance. And I guess I feel like they should have asked for it before they built it, before they bumped it out. He is a builder. That's his business, that he would have known that. And then he told our neighbor he made a mistake. You know, I don't understand that, and I'm not a builder. But I know that, you know, when you're building, we were very mindful with our builder of how to make sure we did everything we were supposed to do. We did that. We honored it, and it's been wonderful. So, yeah, they built their house, and that's one issue. But I think it's enough. You know, it's already affected the neighborhood, the house, the way it's been built. But the bump outs is like another, it's enough. It's not within the law. And I really, we feel that it should be honored. And again, it's not unique. They established the hardship, and it has definitely affected the characteristic of our road, and people up and down our road all have expressed that, as well as people coming down our street. And it's a whole different conversation now than it used to be when people would come down Oak Road. Mm-hmm. And that's been difficult for us. So we feel like we had no choice but to say what we thought was right.
Okay. Appreciate that. Anything else, sir?
Commissioner Bounds? Ms. Forte, you state in your letter you understand the five conditions must be met to grant the variance, and then you further say four of the five have not. Which one do you believe has been met?
I don't know. I didn't look at the other. I mean, they were the four main ones that in my mind, they were not met.
Okay. Then one and two is one in your letter. Okay. I'm with you. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much, because this has been a difficult time. If I can just say, you know, we don't want hard feelings, but I just feel like it's the right thing that needs to be honored and upheld. And we have a great neighborhood. It's just lovely. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Is there any further questions? Do you have any letters from opposition?
For the record, the office did receive four letters in opposition.
Four letters in opposition? Okay. Two tonight and four letters. Okay. Hearing no other opposition at this time, the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we take case number 10,498 under advisement.
Second. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,498 under advisement. What that means, your case has been taken under advisement. There may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay? Thank you. Next case, please.